BBC News. Americans say US-led coalition air and artillery strikes in Syria have killed about 100 pro-government troops. The coalition said the attacks in Deir ez-Zor province were launched in response to what it called an unprovoked assault on US-backed forces. Turkey says it will be hosting the next three-way summit with Iran and Russia to discuss the conflict in Syria. It's not clear when the meeting will be held. South Korea's president will meet the delegation from Pyongyang, including the sister of the North Korean leader, as they attend the Winter Olympics. However, officials from the South say substantive issues won't be discussed before Seoul's security and nuclear conditions are met. Bangladesh's main opposition leader, Khalid Azia, has appeared in court in the capital, Dhaka, to hear the verdict in a corruption case against her. Clashes have already broken out between her supporters and the security forces, despite tight security. Rescue workers in Taiwan are searching an apartment building that's leaning at a 45-degree angle after an earthquake struck the city of Hualien on Tuesday. Aftershocks are threatening to collapse the 12-story block, where up to 60 people are thought to be trapped. Research has shown that suicide rates in the United States spiked by 10% in the 5 months after the actor Robin Williams killed himself in 2014. The findings reinforce other studies that indicate that more people kill themselves in the aftermath of a high-profile suicide. The German carmaker Daimler has issued a second apology to China after its subsidiary Mercedes-Benz quoted the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, in a social media post on Monday. The post quoted the Dalai Lama saying, "Look at situations from all angles and you will become more open." BBC News.